I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. At one time, we did show 333 last year, but you can double that number, 333, and you have our show number today.
What, you don't want to say it out loud?
I do not want to say the number of the show today.
You want me to say it?
I'm not going to say it, so...
Do you want me to say it?
Well, it was 333, and you double that, and it would be...
666.
Yeah, now you said it. We don't know what's going to happen with us.
The number of the beast, Bill.
No beasts in our show today.
No, okay? Not today. We've got
spring.
Paul here.
We got Paul here. We got good people here. But anyway, that's the number of the show. If I can get by this show today, everything's cool. In this hour, we're going to talk a little law. What do you do if you lose your wallet in Nashville or you have concerns with a nursing home? Tom Johnson explains from Johnson Christensen Law. Plus, we'll check the numbers of the day from Craig Marquardt at Vanna Mortgage, the loan snapshot from Todd Neuberger at Main Street to Wall Street Report, Edward Jones, and Scott Verilek, Coima K-Mig Commodities, outlining why commodities are where they are and how they could change. But we start the show with a gentleman, Paul DeJong, Landscape Garden Center, 69th in Minnesota, along with a gentleman that works with Paul as a consultant, Sam Kezar, Aspen Arboricultural, and a board-certified master arborist. I hope I got that title right.
I think so. And Sam, I have to correct us if we're wrong. But no, I've had an opportunity to do some work and... combining resources together, and I've found Sam to be just a very talented young man, at least younger than I am, but he's really a great resource that brings a wealth of information to the local industry.
He is on the road today, but he's going to give us a lesson on Dr. Seuss and trees. I had not heard of Lorax. You ever hear of Lorax?
I've heard of it. I can't say I'm that familiar with it.
Well, in the segment that we have with him, and you'll be on the front end and on the back end of him, he talks about the fact that his new website is now going to be sdlorax.com. He got that organized just in the last day or two. But as we go from Lorax to Mother's Day, and Dr. Seuss would probably appreciate the fact that we should be taking care of moms on this weekend.
Yes, we certainly are. And Mother's Day, and if anybody that's been in the garden center industry, that is usually in the top two or three, sometimes the top weekend, retail weekend of the whole year. So we're looking towards a great crowd, but you can almost certainly be assured you're going to get the best quality, the best, biggest selection of the whole year too. So there's a lot to choose from.
What I liked about it was the chance the kids 6 to 12 or whatever age they might be, it might be 3 to 103, thinking about mom, could come in and do a little work, put some things together, and make and take.
Yes, you certainly can, and that's been a great thing. It's real hands-on, like you said, if it's for kids helping mom or grandma. It's just a great family activity, too, and we see a lot of fun times because family is important. You know, we're a family-owned business out there. All our family, we really try to take care of our employees. So just all in all, we love to see activities like that going on.
You've got some items that are 25% off. Do you want to mention those? Kind of whet the appetite of those that are looking for a way to take care of mom on what should be a nice Saturday?
Right. We got, I would call this more of the gals item, Molly Green items, 25% off their garden hats, aprons, totes, and tools. I tried to model some garden hats and aprons, but the gals told me to give it up, so I'll stay away from that. Spring bulbs are 25% off. The long tradition where the bud and bloom roses are 25% off also. So it's just a great tradition going on there. Like you said, you have the activities with the make and take. So it's just a great time. We got food too. We got hot dogs and pop. So spend a little time there and spend a good share of the day there if you'd like.
If you'd like to make sure there's room, and Paul says he expects that there will be some room, but why not call ahead? It is for mom, after all. 338-0706. And if you are telling mom what you did, you can say, I made reservations in advance to make sure I could take care of you. How many times have we done that for mom?
That's correct, and she'll be excited that she brought you up in such a remarkably responsible way. All her hard work will have paid off. And one thing we got to remember, the weather may, especially Sunday, may be rainy or sunny, but, you know, we've got a lot of covered shopping. If it's colder and breezier, you know, it's warm in there. It's just color like you wouldn't believe. And I just, quite often, I become blinded to how good it does look, and not trying to remain modest is, you know, I hear a lot of wows as people walk in the door, because God creates a lot of color at this time of year, and it just looks spectacular.
We're talking with Paul DeYoung from Landscape Garden Center. I would guess from year to year, what's going to thrive as far as the garden items might vary a little bit. This year with the on-again, off-again, we can't decide if it's going to be spring, summer, or winter. What is thriving at this point?
What's thriving there is a lot of garden seeds that are in the ground. You know, they're going to be relatively safe. A lot of the plants need very warm weather, so you might want to hold off on that just a bit through the weekend, kind of keep an eye on the weather. You can purchase them and see what the long-range forecast is. But one thing that's a constant is, and maybe mom wants a tree too, so mom and dad may want to share something like that. So a constant, we always have a great selection of trees, great selection. We're known for our wonderful mixed baskets, hanging baskets, and floor pots. So that's something that year in, year out, that's Mother's Day is a great time to pick out one of the picks of the litter.
Paul DeJong from Landscape Garden Center. They're at 69th and Minnesota. Last weekend was the open house. What kind of questions you got?
A lot of questions we have is things are a little slower this year. It hasn't been extremely warm. Things, are my rose bushes dead, or is my tree dead? But a lot of it is we need some sun and warm weather. You know, warmer nights actually to get everything firing away. We're starting to see some activity, but the flowering crab apple, this spring wonder of the north, is ready to fire away here in the next week or two. So that's always the arrival where you seem pretty safe to plant things when the flowering crab apple are blooming. And we do have those in a variety of bare root and potted and bald and burlapped at this time of year.
You've been working with Sam Kezar, a board-certified master arborist. What's been the relationship and the reaction with him?
Right, we're fielding a lot of questions on evergreens, particularly Colorado spruce, have some minor problems going on. We've had several instances of that. Also, you know, there's going back a year to that storm damage. Is my tree safe, stable? Is it disfigured to the point where I should probably just start over? So there's a lot of tree evaluation going on yet at this point.
Sam Kezar is the board-certified arborist. And the word Lorax?
Yeah.
Does that fit you?
Oh, it does. It does. When we moved here, of course, I had to get new license plates and everything for our vehicles. And one of my buddies in North Carolina already beat me to this, but I was more than happy to steal it from him. Personalized plates on my work truck that say Lorax. And if you're not familiar with Dr. Seuss, the Lorax is a character in one of his books that I speak for the trees. Is his term. And I thought it fit perfectly in with the business that I do as a consulting arborist, as someone who, goes around speaking for the trees, keeping them healthy, keeping them strong, advocating for planting more trees, a higher diversity of trees, everything that we're doing as a company with Aspen Arboriculture Solutions and our partnership with Landscape Garden Centers. I was like, oh, this is great. So you see my truck running around town, you see personalized plates that say Lorax on them. That's me.
They can honk?
And I speak the trees. Oh, yeah, honk away. Just don't make me go in the ditch. But, yeah, I speak for the trees. So I have fun with it. I love it.
All right, we're going to let you speak for the trees for about 7 minutes now.
All right,
that all right with you? Tips on how to plant.
Yeah, well, right now here we're into May, and May is a perfect time to be planting trees, especially we don't want to get too much further into June, so like right now is prime time. And what a better thing to do than to plant more trees for future generations. So first thing you want to do is you want to get a good, healthy plant, a strong central leader, and something good to start off with. And I know Paul and the people at Landscape Garden Centers can hook you up with that very well. And then the next most important thing is planting it. And for something that could last centuries, you really got to make sure you take the time to plant it correctly. And probably the biggest mistake that's often made with planting new trees is they're planted too deep. So really be cautious when you're digging that planting hole, a very wide but shallow hole. And oftentimes from the nurseries, the potted and the bald and burlap stuff end up getting more dirt piled up against the trunk. So you're going to want to scrape that away so that first root that you find that's coming out from the tree is only maybe an inch or so below the surface, not much more than that. And you want that root flare. You'll see on bigger trees where it starts to flare out at the bottom. You want that right at the top of the soil. So be very, that's one of the biggest things to keep in mind when planting the tree is don't go too deep.
Now, we could tell our listeners that just look for Lorax as a way to contact you, but there might be another couple of ways that would make more sense?
Yeah. I'm kind of working on something with the Lorax theme, but go to our website. It's aspenarbo.com. That's aspenarbo.com. Our company, Aspen Arboriculture Solutions, we've got a great website. There's a bunch of great information on there for homeowners. There's our Facebook and our Twitter page, so you can get a hold of us. I've been posting a lot of stuff to our Facebook page lately on tree care tips for homeowners, so on how to plant. On the topic we talked about last week with fertilizing. There's a great video link on there on how to properly mulch your trees, and it talks about that. On my website, you'll see my Twitter feed, so there's all kinds of cool things that I'm doing on there. And, of course, my email address, so you can get a hold of me by email. My phone number's there, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. I got my phone on me, so I'm ready to answer your calls.
Sam, I've never met a consulting arborist before. What is that?
Yeah, so there's not many of us. I have the highest certification you can get in the industry through the ISA. I'm a board-certified master arborist. And what I do as a consulting arborist is I provide the information for the care of trees. So, you know, like my Lorax license plate says, is I speak for the trees. So I provide the information that you'll need to care for your trees. I don't do the pruning or removal work or some of the other heavy lifting. I used to, kind of got out of that. I provide more of the information stuff. I can do some of the chemical treatments and some of the things like that, but I prefer just to show up, have an hour-long consultation, tell you exactly what's going on with your trees, whether they're perfectly healthy or they need a little bit of work, and then I can help you find a certified arborist or a contractor within the city to do the work for you.
One of the things that you and Paul at Landscape Garden Center do agree on, and that is diversification on the trees.
Yep. Yeah, diversity is key, especially now with emerald ash borer threat coming. There's the biggest thing, if you're going to go and buy a couple of trees this weekend to plant, buy a couple of different trees. Buy every single one different from the other, different family or a different genre or something like that, so they're not all the same. And that will just do you loads of benefit years and years down the road.
You do provide appraisals. Tell us what goes into that.
Yeah. I had a client call the other week. They had a contractor come in to put in a patio and unfortunately ended up backing up into one of their spruce trees in the front of their house and damaging it pretty bad. And, you know, those trees provide value. The reason we plant a lot of trees around our home are to provide value. They increase property value. They increase resale value and how quickly it takes to sell a house. All sorts of great options, not to mention energy savings. So those trees have value, so we can come in and do an appraisal to find out, you know, what was that tree worth based on the current market and based on national sets of standards. A lot of what I try and pride myself on with my company is doing what's right and doing what's necessary for the health and preservation of the trees. So when it comes to appraisals, we're fair, we're thorough, and we follow all the national standards and can help you out in situations like that that are unfortunate, that maybe you need to get compensation for something that was damaged or trees that have to be removed for a right-of-way issue or other things like that.
Fertilizer and trees.
Yeah, fertilizing. We talked about this last week. If you are currently having a service that is fertilizing specifically your trees, I would advise that you second guess that, that you have a soil test done and find out if it's absolutely necessary. In the 10 years that I've been an arborist, I've yet to find a situation where it's necessary to fertilize a tree. Trees don't react to fertilizer like our soft plants do. And if you over-fertilize a tree, you can actually kill it by causing it to grow too fast and overextend itself. There's a lot more science that goes into that, but I think we'd need an hour, and we don't want to put people to sleep with all the science. So
I don't think we would. I think what I hear from Sam Kizar, board-certified arborist, and from Paul is information that people care about, because this time of year, we haven't seen green in a while.
Yeah.
And we want to see green.
Yeah, that green is starting to pop, you know, and it's really starting to be beautiful. This is the most favorite time of year for me. I love the new green. I love seeing it. It's so much more bright, vibrant green than what you see in the summer. It's great. And yeah, for those people that really care about their trees, that really care about their landscapes, that want to help that overall value, not only monetarily with their homes, but just that pleasure of sitting out in the backyard and having those beautiful trees and keeping them healthy. There's a lot of information that goes into it. You've got to search around to make sure you get the most current and most correct information. And that's something I can provide as a consulting arborist. I really strive myself on knowing the absolute most there is to know about trees, from their biology to their function and everything, to all the latest tools and techniques on their care and the science and everything to support that.
Seuss is probably right. Lorax and probably Sam speak for the trees.
Yeah. Yeah, I speak for the trees. That's what I do, and I kind of... It's fun, too. You got to have fun with what you're doing, and I'd like to put that on my license plate and have some little fun with my website and everything else, so keeps it upbeat.
Cape Garden Center, 69th in Minnesota, is with us. We heard from Sam, who's now identified as Talking to the Trees, Mr. SDLorex.com. Kind of an interesting way to approach it.
Certainly is, and I give him a lot of credit for that, but that is true. As experts in this industry, we really do have to speak for the trees, some of the abuse. Like, one thing that always concerns me too is some existing stands of trees, you know, and if there's construction around them, we really have to properly prepare that site so we're not damaging these trees, not necessarily that you're banging into them, but just the root zone of the trees, that you stay a far enough away from them. Because a lot of times that property was bought precisely for taking advantage of those trees and having them as part of your home surroundings. So we have to properly learn how to take care of them while construction's underway, too.
Wanted to talk about bare root and edible trees as well.
Right. At Landscape Garden Center, we always, part of the season up till early part of May, we have bare root trees available. And don't picture them as mail-order trees. Some of these have got some real nice size, up to 1.5 inch diameter. And the timing's great. If you talk about using our resources correctly, you're not using a plastic pot, you're not using equipment to pot these trees, so it's a really green way of looking at things, and warranty is the same. I recommend it because they're much easier to plant, they save your back, so check it out.
Mother's Day, big day, both tomorrow and Sunday. Tell us about the events.
Right, we have a long-standing tradition, 25% off roses, you know, bud and bloom roses. I mean, these look like a living bouquet of roses in a pot, so they're not some dormant stick sitting there, so it would really flash some color at mom immediately. We've got the make and takes, plenty of hanging baskets, plenty of floor pots. One thing that we talked about during the break is edibles. It's still so important, getting to be more that way. We're so aware of what we eat now, you know, and growing our own food has kind of been a buzzword for quite a while. So there's several fruits that are new on the horizon for us as well.
Most asked question you're getting right now?
Right now is my plant, alive or dead? You know, I think we're all aware it's been a tough winter. I said most likely not. It's been cool. We've had not a lot of cool evenings above freezing. So a lot of things are waking up slow. So we need to have a little bit of patience yet.
My wife thinks we have a dead tree in the backyard. What should I do?
First of all, what I would do is just wait. And then if nothing else, you could email or text that to me or anyone else on the staff at www.landscapegardencenters.com to close up of some of those branches some of the problem areas. But a lot of trees, depending on the species, are just not ready to wake up yet.
Well, I will tell her that we need to do more than just chop the tree down right now, then.
Yes, I would be patient, and if nothing else, have someone like Sam or myself contact Landscape Garden Center or Sam as far as doing an analysis of all your trees in the yard.
Paul DeJong, Landscape Garden Center, Sam Kizar, board-certified arborist. Appreciate you guys being with us this Mother's Day weekend. Hopefully people are going to take advantage of it. Take care of Mom.
Very well. It's one of the favorite times of my week. Thanks for your time.
Just ahead, we're going to talk with Craig at Advanta Mortgage, preview the commodities. Tom Johnson lost his wallet. And what do you do if you lose your Social Security card? That follows Fox Business News. This is It's Your Business. We have been talking this morning about Mother's Day. Talk with Paul DeJong from Landscape Garden Center with Sam, the certified board arborist, a master arborist at that. And we have a couple of things that we want to share in this hour, along with Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law. But Craig Marquardt has been watching the numbers this morning. He has his camera out over at Advanta Mortgage. He's the senior loan officer. Craig, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill.
Parade weekend, big time.
It is. It's going to be busy this weekend. There are going to be people out looking at houses in droves, and the weather, I think, is going to cooperate, so it's going to be a little bit cool, but I think it'll be dry.
So if you're a member of that drove and you don't want to wait till Monday morning, is there a way that you could maybe talk to somebody at Advanta Mortgage?
Absolutely. They can give us a call at 275-2777, and we'll have an on-call mortgage banker that can answer any questions and help go through quotes and even take an application so an offer can be made over the weekend.
All right, let's get right to that snapshot. What's it showing?
Well, the conventional Fannie Mae 30-year fixed rate is holding steady from where it was on Monday at 4.250% with a 4.443% APR.
So one size obviously doesn't fit all, and you guys are available and certainly can answer their questions and get them started.
Yes, interest rates are always subject to change based on the current market conditions, as well as the specific loan program and the individual borrower's details. You know, anytime somebody wants to call us about a loan program, we don't always talk about the exact same loan program that I'm quoting here on the radio, because sometimes we might find a veteran where we need to talk about the VA loan, or somebody wants to buy a house outside of the city limits of Sioux Falls, so we might talk about a USDA loan, or somebody might want to look at a repair and improvement home loan, so we might talk about an FHA loan.
Craig Marquardt, Senior Loan Officer at Advanta Mortgage. And again, if you need something this weekend during the parade, don't be afraid to dial them up. They're there to answer your calls, get you started on the process. Craig, you have a nice weekend.
Yeah.
You too.
See you, Grandpa.
Yeah, see you later, Rev.
Craig Marquardt, Advanta Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. Scott Verlick, Coima Kamig, joins us at 11:30. He'll report in with a commodity report, but he's on the phone now over from Sioux Center, Iowa, and you have a USDA grain report due in just a few minutes.
Yeah, we do, Bill. 11 o'clock, going to be our monthly report that we get from the USDA. Going to hone in on ending stocks on this report, so something we're really going to look to and see how much grain we have on hand. If we'll remember back last year, as our corn crop was extremely big crop, good crop, record size, we were going to have a 2 billion plus 2 billion bushel carry out here this fall. That was the plan. Well, the market dropped really hard. We got down into the low fours, where we did chew through some of that corn, and every report came out saying, okay, now it's only going to be 1.8 billion. Next report, 1.6. Well, now we're down to 1.3 billion. Expected carryouts. We're almost a billion off of where we thought this was going to be. So we have rallied, up to the fives. We're not in the low fours anymore, I think, because of that reason. So we'll see if that's going to come in on that line. The soybeans, they have a pretty tight number. 134 million bushels is what they're thinking we have on hand. And we've heard the tight soybean story If that number, you know, that's a pretty tight number to have on the report. That's the one I'm a little bit nervous about. If we don't come in that tight, beans could be in a little bit of trouble. So it still probably will show that we're tight, but that's the one that I have a little bit of caution. And then we'll start to look ahead for, what, you know, that kind of pencil in early estimates. This will be the first estimate we're going to figure for ending stocks for next year's fall, for 2015. So, and they kind of have showing that we're going to have a decent crop and that we should be able to raise those ending stocks a little bit next year from where we are this year. And it's too early to tell. There's going to be a lot of weather trading in between there, and that number's going to move. But we'll have a starting point after today.
Hog packers are full.
Yeah, short term, sounds like they have all the hogs that they need, and we keep hearing, well, 2 weeks down the road, cash is going to pick up and they'll need some, but it just has not happened yet. And what's happened is that June board was the leader for so long. It was quite a bit premium to all these other months, and now it's really gotten hit by some spread activity to where it's actually under August by $2, and it was, you know, $5 and $6 over August. So we've seen a tremendous shift to where they're saying, well, maybe the hole is going to be a little bit further back, and the July and the August are staying up there, and the May and the June, the front months, have really went down because hogs are there, and there's certainly some people in a camp that there are more hogs out there than what some of the pictures are painting for us.
Live cattle getting some high cash for Memorial Day?
Yeah, you know, it. There's been some pretty good buying by the packers here the last few weeks, and you know, they have to get the cattle bought, and they have to get the cattle slaughtered and get that meat packaged and get it out there. So 2 to 3 weeks prior to those major weekends, you get a little bump. So I think we need to utilize this to kind of get some pretty good, you know, cash cattle sales this week, and after this, you know, you're coming into bigger supply of calves, you know, seasonally, you will. And to get past the Memorial Day buying, we still are susceptible to heading down to a summer low. Do I think it's going to be, you know, a tremendous break? No, I really don't. You know, we're almost going to be going on a 4 to 5 month anniversary of upper 140s for cash. So I guess I'm, well, it is the upper 130s where we have to go. I don't know if that's necessarily it, but the futures right now tell us that's where we could go for a summer low.
Scott, people may want to get more information on what you're talking about. How do they reach you?
I tell you what, you can give us a call, and I know Coima and Kamek is a hard name to try to figure out how to spell or anything, but if you just needed to go into Google, you can type in brokers in Sioux Center, Iowa, and you'll see CoimaKamek.com on there. So you can find our information there, Bill.
Have a good weekend, Scott.
Right, thanks.
Scott Verilek, Coima Kamek. Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, joins us, SiouxFallsLaw.com. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
You've been on the road.
I have, yes. We took a little vacation here.
And you had a little excitement on that vacation. What happened?
Well, we went to Nashville, and I'm apparently not real careful with my billfold, so I managed to lose it. And that brought to mind what you do when you flew to Nashville and you need a photo ID to get back on the airplane and get back, and what you do about all those lost contents.
All right. So obviously, what do you do?
Well, when I got, first of all, I did find the billfold, so I didn't have to go through this. But as I contemplated that problem, I was on the Social Security site, and they've got some great information there at www.ssa.gov on lost Social Security numbers and lost ID and identity theft as well. Some great help there. You can also set up your own personal account so that you have access to all of your wage information. You can, the telephone numbers for all of the credit reporting agencies are there for Equifax and TransUnion and Experian. So that you can call them. And I did conclude that if I ever, I'm certain I will travel. I already have some additional travel plans, but I think we're putting an extra photo ID and an extra credit card of some sort in a suitcase to have along.
in your wallet where you
not
lose
in my,
it?
No, not in my wallet. But
so your wallet actually wanted to come back home to South Dakota?
We found it. We spent a miserable afternoon backtracking to various stores, and apparently I'm just careless because I left it at one of the stores.
Target case. We always seem to get back. Wasn't this the one that wasn't going to mount to anything?
It was, yes. Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. And, of course, it probably has to do with the identity theft question. But I see that they just got rid of their CEO, Greg Steinhafel. Apparently they knew ahead of time that they had some problems at those machines, and he just didn't move quickly enough to put the defenses up for his customers. And of course, they've taken a tremendous hit in the marketplace. They've lost their CEO, and so this one time, Bill, you were right, I was wrong.
Doesn't happen very often, but it should warn other Target-like companies that it can happen to them.
It has happened to other companies. Neiman Marcus and Michaels have both had the identity theft issues in their cash registers. So it's something we have to be observant about and watch. And probably it's a good thing for all of us to go check our credit reports to gather the information we would need. The other thing, in addition to putting another photo ID into a suitcase or something, I thought, well, really I should keep those credit card numbers and the telephone numbers in that suitcase too, so that I could immediately cancel those cards.
What if you lose that Social Security card, whether it be a wallet or somehow it winds up where it shouldn't? How tough is it to replace?
Well, apparently not as tough as I would have thought. Social Security on their website has a link for replacing a lost card, for reporting a stolen card. There's even another way for victims of abuse to get new Social Security numbers. So they're pretty well equipped for that. Now, I haven't had to use those services, but it looks like they've got it all. And if you ever are in that sort of a position, I just go to their website and hit on the button that says, "Have you lost your card?"
We've talked about some fraud with Social Security. You have some updates there?
Yeah, I think I mentioned this in an earlier program. They have a new fraud unit out in New York. I think that arises out of those law enforcement officers, and I think firemen were involved as well, getting onto the disability program falsely. So that's starting. The other thing is they had some problems with veterans' cases not going through quickly enough, and they now have an expedited program for veterans' disability claims. And then they ran into a really odd problem with the new farm bill. But in an effort to recapture debts to the government, they lifted a statute of limitations for any amounts owed to the United States. That in turn allowed Social Security Administration to start taking offsets for amounts that you owe for overpayments from your additional entitlements. But oddly, it not only allowed the person who got the overpayment, but some of their relatives to be treated that way. And it was quite an uproar because suddenly there were over 400,000 people who had relatives with debts to Social Security. Some of those debts were 25, 30, 40 years old, and Social Security was taking an offset on everything. Well, they stopped that. They put a stop to it legislatively and administratively, so it's over now. But it's just shows you how the slightest change in the law can suddenly have some unexpected, unpredictable outcomes.
Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen, Law, SiouxFallsLaw.com. How else can they reach you?
335-1778 or toll-free 1-877-335-1778.
Another important side of what you do at Johnson Christensen is nursing home abuse and neglect cases. Any updates?
Falls continue to be something we're looking into. We're looking into a number of those situations. We're always willing to look at an assault or abuse case, whether the abuse or assault occurs by an employee or by another resident. Can happen both ways. Sometimes those abuse cases are concealed, and we'll try to get behind that. Restraint cases, sometimes residence being tied down or in other ways restrained, locked up, or that sort of thing. We can certainly look at that. Now, that's not to be confused with memory units, which are intentionally restrained because of the wandering issue. We're also looking into some pharmaceutical withholding and excess pharmaceutical cases. That could be a situation where there's an overdose, or it could be a situation where there's a failure to administer medicines that were prescribed. And sometimes pharmaceuticals can be used as a restraint, just kind of doping people up so that they can't get around.
Nourishment and hydration seems to be something that is coming up more and more.
That can be a problem, too. It can lead to malnutrition or dehydration. Some of the elderly have very strict diets that need to be followed. There can be a failure to follow the diet. Sometimes there's a failure to monitor the elderly as they're eating, and it can lead to choking or aspiration. And then, of course, the big one is always infections. Infections that get out of control, aren't watched. Maybe they're related to a pressure sore. Maybe they're related to a failure to turn or an inability to move.
It would seem that the nursing home abuse and neglect is darned if you do, darned if you don't. If you have somebody in a nursing home and you think that things have changed and they're still there.
Well, I would say that things have changed. I think that things are better than they were certainly 30 years ago. My mother was an administrator at a nursing home 30 years ago, so I actually worked in one as a teenager, and certainly I think that they are better now. That's not to say that they are all better and that all residents are treated to the standard they deserve. Things happen.
You represent those at the workers' compensation side.
We do workers' compensation cases, yeah. And one of the big issues that employees fail is just a failure to give our employees' experience is a failure to give that 3-day notice. We have a very, very, very short notice requirement in the state of South Dakota. You need to get your first report of injury in within three business days of the injury. Now, that said, we can oftentimes work around that issue. But the best advice to employees is if they're hurt, don't delay, report it. My recommendation is you report it in writing. You keep a copy. I don't know how many times I've told somebody to do something in writing, and then I say, so where's your copy? And they mail the only one off, but keep a copy. And then talk to us, and we'll kind of monitor the case for you.
You know, sometimes when you have workman's comp, the physicians aren't always what the employees are going to be happy with that they're sent to.
That's one of the other complaints that employees often have. Employees don't get to pick the physicians. Generally speaking, the insurance company and the nurse directing the case are picking the physicians. There is oftentimes a belief by the employees that those physicians are more worried about keeping their contract with the insurance company than treating them. Obviously, that's not always true, but I think it's a legitimate concern for the employees from time to time. Likewise, the employers report an astounding number of Monday injuries. Day after a holiday, day after. And I think that, in the area, as in all things in life, there's some room for being concerned with the Monday reports and the physicians that you're assigned to, but it is the way the game is played. It's the way it's going to work out.
Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, SiouxFallsLaw.com. I know this is not the area that you practice in, but you've kind of discovered a way to improve retirement with Social Security.
I did, and you and I are kind of on the same side of the age of 60, I think, Bill, and so we are...
What? Not funny, Chris.
We're watching that issue a little more carefully than maybe some of the listeners. But, for years, as I was doing estate planning issues with clients, The financial advisors were always advising to take early retirement, to take your Social Security at the early date, age 62. And I always was a little bit critical of that. I have watched a lot of people retire too young and wondered if I would really want to take that lower amount that's offered at age 62, because I think it's about 25% less than you would be offered at your full retirement age. And now the New York Times had an article on buying annuities, and that's what older people often do. They often convert some of their assets into annuities so that they have a guaranteed stream of income in their older years. And interestingly enough, the cheapest annuity to buy in the marketplace right now is to simply buy it by delaying your retirement until a later year. You get about a 6-7% increase in the payment every year you delay beyond the age 66 up to 70. So there's only about, well, I'm a 66-year-old child, but it will be my full retirement day, so I can delay it by 4 years, and in the course of those 4 years, I'll receive nearly a 25% increase in the monthly amount that I'd receive, and that is a lot cheaper than going out and buying an annuity. So I thought it was interesting. It was something you could do with Social Security.
So if people have questions on the topics we've talked today, Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, how do they best reach you?
335-1778 or 1-877-335-1778.
Or SiouxFallsLaw.com.
My website, yes. It's not updated yet, Bill. But
right, Rev?
Yes, we are. It's the final app here, dude.
And what was the number on the show today?
You have to go there, don't you?
I did, because I wasn't going to mention it.
It's 666, the number of the beast.
Well, we only do one of those.
Todd, you're not afraid of 666, are you?
No, what does that mean to us, Rev?
Nothing.
That's right. No big deal, right?
Yeah, it's just another number. Yep.
It is what you are in life, right?
You're calling him the beast?
No. Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones, Main Street to Wall Street Report. Todd, good morning to you.
Morning, Bill. So I am the beast of the market report.
Yes. There you go.
Yes.
Morning, everyone. Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones bringing you the daily financial market report. Stocks are mildly lower as investors analyze more corporate data that's coming out. Of the 451 S&P 500 companies which have released their current results, 76% of them have beaten profit estimates, while 53% have exceeded their revenue estimates. The latest round of announcements includes a revenue miss by CBS, causing shares to contract this morning. So far this morning in the S&P 500, the best performing sector is consumer staples. The worst performing sector is technology. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 38 points at 16,513. The S&P 500 index is down 7 at 1,868. And the NASDAQ is off 25 points at 4,027. Volume on the New York Exchange has traded about 175 million shares. Decliners are outnumbering advancers by a 2-to-1 margin. In commodity markets, spot price of gold is off 73 cents at 1,288. Silver down 9 cents at 1909. And crude oil prices are hovering around 190 cents per barrel. In some stocks of local interest, Daktronics is trading at $13.59. Citigroup is at $46.88. Raven is off 27 cents at $29.45. Summit Hotel Properties is trading at $9.17. And Meta Financial Group, who released earnings earlier this week, up a quarter at $37.12. This is Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, a member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention, long-term financial advice in Sioux Falls, bringing you this Wall Street to Main Street report. Bill?
You did that so well.
Thank you. It's a Friday.
It is a Friday, and I know people are going to want more information. How do they reach you?
Locally, 371-0375 or at todd.neuberger@edwardjones.com.
We'll talk to you Monday.
All right, everyone. Take care.
John at Valentino's, 41st and Willow. The Rev and I are hungry, John. What have you got for lunch?
Well, we got to start you off with our fresh salad bar.
Oh, no.
We've got six different specialty salads we make right here, plus two different top salads, plus fruit and cottage cheese, and, of course, you got to have that cookies and cream pudding. And that's the best place. Make your mama proud and start with the salad bar.
Yes, Bill.
Well,
just once.
And the Sunday brunch
coming up.
Yeah, Bill.
Start a tradition. It's a great place to go. You're not like some of the new restaurants that have come to town. You guys have been around for at least 20 Mother's Days?
Oh, 23 of them, yeah. Going on 24.
Okay. So. And today is Fish Friday, but you could also mix with chicken and that pizza that Rev likes to just close his eyes and eat.
Yeah, that bacon cheeseburger. And, of course, we got the special for guys like you two. That has hamburger, sausage, pepperoni, ham, and mushrooms. And here you are guaranteed to get a taste of each ingredient in every bite because that's just how we do it.
Well, and I know I keep saying it, but I've had bacon cheeseburger pizza in a lot of places, and it's still by far the best in the world at Valentino's. There you go, Bill.
Well, and I had my son in the other day, and it was, 2 o'clock, and you made a little pizza for us.
Yeah, we did. We made you a thin crust hamburger and
tomatoes.
And tomatoes, yes. Yeah. So you got your vegetable in there.
I did. And make sure that Joy knows that, because I know she's checking me off on the list whether or not I'm eating any veggies.
Yeah, I told her about the tomatoes and the corn.
That was good.
So, yes, so you got two stars by your name today.
Well, I'm glad that I do. Don't forget the Sunday brunch at Valentino's, Fish Friday today, and certainly a place you can go to just pick up and carry out as well. John, you have a great weekend. You deserve it.
You guys too.
You bet. Rev, thanks for putting up with me today.
We've
done a lot of shows, and we're 2/3 of the way to 1,000.
I know. It's kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
It is.
You must be doing something right, Bill.
We're trying. So,
all right.
For now, though, Rev's time's up. My time's up. Thank you for yours.
Hello, News Talk 1320 KELO Sioux Falls. FM 107.9 KELQ.